Hey, we are not just recapping the week, but recapping the year with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. He checks in now on The Ralphie Show. It is that time of the year when we look back on the past 12 months at some of the big newsmakers. Probably the biggest, at least for music's sake, was Miley Cyrus. Chat a little bit about her year, Andrew.
Miley had a crazy year, and of course it was punctuated by her performance at the VMAs. That really was a game changer for her. It's when everyone from all ages started to notice Miley. Twerking became part of our lexicon, and the tongue came out, and just Miley became uninhibited Miley, and it was just what everyone was talking about.
Of course, her album Bangers went number one, and she scored her first number one hit, too, with Wrecking Ball. We'll talk about big breakups a little later in the segment, but Miley obviously went through a breakup as well, correct?
That's right. She split with Liam Hemsworth earlier this year, and it seems like she's still not over it. It seems like she still gets emotional when she's sing songs that are supposedly written about him.
Yeah, Wrecking Ball might be one of them. Adore You's her next single. Who knows? Maybe that one as well. We'll keep an eye on Miley Cyrus as she gets ready to tour next year. Somebody else that has made huge news this past year, as we recap the year with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell, is Beyonce. Are you a fan of her self-titled album, Andrew?
It would be crazy if you weren't a fan of it, because she's just so talented, and for her to not do any press, not do any advertisement, and just release 14 tracks and, what is it, 17 videos?
Right.
Is just unprecedented. She's already sold over 1 million copies.
That's across the world. Number one album in the country for, it looks like, 2 straight weeks. And again, as Andrew mentioned, no press, no promo, no nothing. Just literally released it last week around midnight on iTunes. Unbelievable. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. We mentioned some of the bigger breakups. Liam and Miley, of course, one of them. Who else headed to Splitsville here this past year?
Well, we can't talk about celebrity breakups without talking about the Kardashians. Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner, of course, have famously split. That was shocking, but what was more shocking is Khloe and Lamar. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom split this year in the wake of his drug addiction, and it seems that she is just totally shattered by this, and it's our hearts go out to Khloe, because her world just completely rocked by this.
Yeah, and who would have thunk the year that Kris files for divorce and Khloe Kardashian files for divorce, Kim Kardashian gets engaged again to, of all people, Kanye West. What a year it was. And this is really just a small sampling. You can get the full recap of 2013 in next week's edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy. We'll chat with you in 2014.
Looking forward to it.